You're listening to SBS News.
Around the world, people are being forcibly displaced at speed and in large numbers. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees' annual Global Trends report shows at the end of 2021, the number of people displaced by war, violence, persecution and human rights abuses stood at just over 89 million, an annual increase of 8% and more than double the figure of 10 years ago. By May, the number of people displaced worldwide exceeded 100 million. The record figure was propelled by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The UNHCR's regional representative, Adrian Edwards, says it's rare to see the rate of displacement accelerate so fast.
The danger with statistics like these is that they're so large that they can drive a sense of helplessness. What can we do in this environment? But the reality is that statistics like this, these very large numbers, mean we have to redouble our efforts. We have to find new, innovative, creative ways to help.
Last year was significant for the number of conflicts that flared and new ones that ignited. According to the World Bank, 23 countries faced medium or high-intensity conflicts. The UNHCR says a concerted push towards peacekeeping is needed to reverse the trend of rising displacement. Those displaced are facing increasing hardship due to food shortages, inflation, and climate issues. Demand for humanitarian assistance is high, but funding for it in many cases is insufficient.
We're heading into an increasing storm here. Those who are displaced are going to be increasingly vulnerable. And that's a big worry as we move ahead. It is absolutely essential at this point that we get a redoubling of help, in particular for the countries that are hosting the biggest refugee and internally displaced populations.
In 2021, the number of refugees rose to just over 27 million. Some 72% were hosted by nations neighbouring their home countries, many of them low and middle-income nations. Turkey hosted nearly 3.8 million refugees, the largest population worldwide. Uganda and Pakistan hosted 1.5 million each, and Germany 1.3 million. Over two-thirds of refugees came from just five countries: Syria, Venezuela, Afghanistan, South Sudan, and Myanmar. World Vision Australia would like to see Australia do more to help displaced people on the ground. Senior policy advisor Nadine Haddad says the country needs to provide comprehensive assistance.
That means food, that means water, that means ensuring children are protected and have access to protective services, ensuring children can still access education and still have a hope for the future.
The National Director of Australia for UNHCR, Naomi Steer, says Australians have generously supported refugees fleeing conflict in the Ukraine, but she points out that's just one of 26 emergencies the refugee agency is dealing with right now.
There are many situations, for example, in the Democratic Republic of Congo. There's a food crisis in the Horn of Africa. These are all situations that we are looking to support, both from governments and also from the private sector.
For those forced to leave their homes, solutions include voluntary return, resettlement, or local integration. The UNHCR's Adrian Edwards says in a world where 100 million people are displaced, nations have to work together on solutions.
It's bigger than any country can deal with. It's bigger than any organisation can deal with. It's a global problem on a scale that you might liken to the concerns about climate, for example. It has to be dealt with collectively by countries working together.
In 2021, the number of asylum seekers rose by 11%, reaching 4.6 million. During the federal election, the Labour Party committed to expand Australia's refugee and humanitarian programs to 27,000 places. It also pledged to abolish temporary protection visas. The CEO of the Refugee Council of Australia, Paul Power, says 19,000 refugees who've been living in Australia on TPVs for between 9 and 13 years are looking forward to the safety and security that comes with permanent residency.
the knowledge that a new government that is prepared to provide permanent protection for refugees in that situation has made a huge difference to people's state of well-being. And, you know, there are 19,000 people around the country, you know, anxious for the Labor Party to act on its promise, but also feeling a lot more relaxed about the, you know, the opportunities for them in their future.
The Asylum Seeker Resource Centre would like to see Australia's refugee and humanitarian programme completely reformed. Its Director of Advocacy and Campaigns, Jana Favero, says humanity and compassion should be at the centre of Australia's approach.
First and foremost, we need to remember that people seeking asylum and refugees are people, and stop weaponising our refugee program, stop demonising people seeking asylum and refugees, increase our intake, make sure that people, when they're found to be refugees, are granted permanent protection, allowing refugees to be reunited with their family.
The UNHCR's Global Trends report contained some positive outcomes. It showed the number of refugee and internally displaced people returning to their homeland increased in 2021, going back to pre-COVID-19 levels. Voluntary repatriation surged 71%, though numbers remained modest. And while the estimated number of stateless people grew slightly, over 81,000 acquired citizenship or had it confirmed. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.